Welcome to the Arkansas Baptist Women Podcast. This year, we are focusing on what it means to be an Arkansas Baptist woman, a woman who loves the Lord, lives on mission for the gospel, is present in her calling, is trained and equipped to lead, and is sold out to Jesus. I'm excited to talk about life, ministry, and our relationship with Jesus. So grab a cup of coffee and join the conversation. Hey, sweet friends, it's Andrea. I hope that your day is off to a great start. I am so excited to come to you today with our sweet friend, Laurie Orman, who serves as our conference coordinator. And Laurie, it is conference season.
Yes, it is, which is a very exciting time.
So exciting. You know what? I love that we get together as Arkansas Baptist women, that we get to sing together, we get to worship, we get to just open God's word, we get, you know, fellowship time. It's just a great day. And today, we're going to talk about 10 reasons why you and your friend should be at conference. So let's just start off by talking about how, let's address the fact that the name has changed. We said goodbye to Inspire last year and hello to Arkansas Baptist Women Conference, but this is the same great conference experience. So when the women come, they can expect the powerful worship, dynamic speakers, meaningful times of connection. I want to ask you what you love about conference.
Well, I feel like that we all live such busy lives, and it is so good to have a day that we can all come together and just lay the busyness aside just for a day, just to focus on the main theme, which is Jesus, and to connect with other women in Arkansas. And I feel like the conference never disappoints. I mean, it is, as Andrea, you said it, it's powerful worship, dynamic speakers every year. So that's probably my favorite thing, is just to have a day to get away and just focus on the Lord with all the women of Arkansas.
I love that. And you know, one thing I love about Arkansas is that we really live in close proximity to one another. So for anybody, it's no more than like two and a half hours. You live in Northwest Arkansas. I mean,
yes.
The top of Arkansas.
Yes.
And you can get to conference in a couple of hours.
Absolutely.
And so we love that. We love being together. We love the synergy and the energy in the room and how the Lord works and moves. And so as you're thinking about coming to conference, please know that you're going to get the same great experience that you've, you know, had in previous conferences, and then it's going to be, we're going to pray for you, we're going to be prepared for you, and also we tend to sell out, and so don't hesitate,
don't wait.
That's right, on getting your tickets. And so let's talk about the next thing that, you know, another reason to come to conference is because of the powerful worship. And so Corey and Stephanie Epps will be joining us. We love Corey and Stephanie. They have been with us for several years, and I know you work with them in helping with all the details. And so tell us, like, what you love about Corey and Stephanie.
Well, first of all, they are so talented, but most importantly, they are humble people. You know, they're not up there on stage to be like, look at me. They are bringing us just to a place of worship, worshiping the Lord. And I just love their humility, that they are the same, you know, off stage as they are on stage. And so talented, so talented. And I also, I guess this is the old woman in me, I love it that they always throw some hymns in there.
Yes, they do.
And just, I mean, they just bring the worship.
Yes. I love that the songs that the Lord leads them to are so theologically sound.
Yes.
We are singing scripture. We are singing truth, you know, and I think that that is so important. And this year we're adding a new feature, which is a Spotify list.
Yes.
And I think, Laurie, that was your idea. And so tell us a little bit about how you came to that idea and why you think that brings value to our conference experience.
Well, I think as humans, we love things that are familiar. And I hear people say, like, they'll come to a women's event at my church and they'll say, well, I didn't know any of the songs. Well, this way, this year, you don't have an excuse. You can hear the songs before you actually attend the conference. And like I said, familiarity, we like things that we're used to and that we're familiar with. And so you can come in knowing the songs before we even sing it together. And I think that's something that's so special, is like knowing what the songs are going to be and then experiencing them in a worship setting with other women. It's just something special about that.
And what a great way to prepare our hearts for the day. You know, as we pray and trust the Lord to move in our lives, we can begin the preparation process through singing these songs, you know, and we're going to get to our theme in just a few minutes. But these songs, they all are, you know, talking about what it what it means to have more Jesus in our life, what it means to have Jesus at the center of our mm-hmm. lives, and what a great thing for us to do every single day. Right. And so this is exciting. We're working on that list right now, and so it's going to be available July 15th on our website. We'll also put it out on social media, which this is a great opportunity to remind you that if you don't follow us on Facebook or on Instagram, look for Arkansas Baptist Women. We're there. We have a strong presence, and we're so excited to be able to communicate and connect with you there. And so great reason to be at conference, powerful worship. The next great reason is because of our speaker. Yes. We have a dynamic speaker this year, someone who is so familiar to Arkansas Baptist Women. She's been with us before, and we're so excited to have her back. Sweet Rachel Lovingood.
Yes.
We love Rachel.
So excited to have Rachel with us. I've heard Rachel speak several times, and what I love about her is that she's just so real. You know, she's just so genuine. And she's one of those people that after you leave that day and in the days to come, you will remember what she said. She has that ability to connect with the audience, to bring God's word to where you remember it. And just she brings it to life, just a gifted Bible teacher, gifted speaker. So super excited to have her. She's funny, yet she's deep, and she won't disappoint.
Absolutely. When I think of Rachel, I think of real. She's mm-hmm. so real. Mm-hmm. She's transparent. And she has, I think, unless she's, you know, telling everybody this, she has a very special connection to Arkansas. She loves Arkansas. Yes. She loves Arkansas Baptist Women. She has family here. That's right. So yeah. She always jumps at a chance to come and to be with us. So you definitely yes. want to be with us so you can hear the message that God puts on Rachel's heart. Mm. The next thing that we love about conference is that it offers a time of what I would like to call meaningful connection. Not service level connection, but meaningful connection. So tell us how this happens at conference.
So we will take some time at conference where you will go into different rooms and hear the leaders speak. They'll usually share from personal experience. And then you will be able to get in small groups and connect with one another through questions and through praying together. I love that it always ends with the women praying together. And I've even seen women exchange phone numbers and say, you know, we're going to continue to follow up with one another even after this day is over. And I think one of our greatest human needs is to be, you know, seen and known and fully loved. And Jesus is the one who ultimately does that, but he also uses his people to help us connect with one another. So and help us to feel seen and known and loved. So
we pray over this time. That's what something we want Arkansas Baptist Women to know. As a leadership team, we pray for God to put the right people in the right
exactly.
rooms around the right tables to make those connections.
Right.
And we always hear stories that are just those goosebumps stories. Like, we know God did that.
Right.
And so I think one encouragement that we can give to the women is be ready for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just determine in your heart ahead of time that you're going to be present, you're going to be vulnerable,
right.
you're going to be transparent, because what happens is God moves in those
right.
moments. And so one goal that we have is that everybody at conference will know that they're seen, loved, valued, but also have a chance to make that personal connection where you're like, you walk out of there and you say, I have a friend.
Right.
I have a friend right,
right
here in Arkansas.
Right.
And so we love that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's we hear on the evaluations mm-hmm. one of everyone's favorite
yes,
times.
Yes, it really
and so,
is. And I also think about like people that go to a church or they go to a conference and like no one ever speaks to them, you know? And so when you come to this conference, you are going to connect with someone. And that's what I love about it.
So even if you're saying, Andrea and Lori, I'm registering as an individual, I'm coming by myself, just know you're
yes,
not going to be alone.
Exactly.
You will find a friend. And we can't wait to hear that story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another reason that everyone should come to conference is because we have a really powerful theme this year. And actually Rachel helped us to pick this theme.
Yes.
So tell us the theme
yes.
and maybe a little bit of the story behind it.
Yeah, well, when I first contacted Rachel about coming to speak, I said, you know, is there a theme that the Lord is working in your life right now? And without hesitation, she said, more. And so that is the theme that we are going with, and we're basing it on the verse, John 3:30, he must increase and I must decrease. So more of Jesus, more love, more joy, more hope, more peace, more faith, more passion, more purpose. We want more of Jesus.
Amen. I need that today. I need that every day. And I just think about, again, we've talked about this before, but just when we start our day with Jesus and we go through our day abiding in Jesus, the fruit that comes out of that, I know I'm a different person.
Yes.
My thoughts are different. My words are different. My actions are different. And we can strive for that individually, but also collectively as a group of women to say, we want more Jesus
yes.
in our hearts, our homes, our churches, our community. And so I'm so excited to see the outcome of this right. particular theme and focus. I think it's great for us to share with the women. We want you to know how we define a win or success. Whenever we plan conference, we plan for and pray for salvations
yes.
for women to come to faith in Christ. We pray for and plan for sanctification moments for women to grow in their love relationship with Christ. We pray for and plan for women stepping into calling and serving in their local church and being present in their communities. And all of that is an outflow or an outcome of more of Jesus and
That's
less
right.
of me. And so we are so excited and expectant for a mighty move of God. So come ready, hungry, and open for what he has for your individual life. And we will celebrate that together. All right. So we can't have conference without some fun conference merchandise. And we are excited about what,
yes.
what we are offering this year.
Super excited.
We are going to have two conference merchandise lines. And so whenever you register for conference, whenever you come to conference, you're going to have a More of Jesus theme where you'll have t-shirts that have our theme More of Jesus on it. But also we're offering Arkansas Baptist Women material or merchandise. And so you'll be able to go online, shop ahead of time, which I strongly suggest that you do because you're going to be able to pre-order. We'll have the merchandise waiting for you.
You won't have to wait in a long line.
You will not have
that.
To wait.
Yes.
You'll get the size you want, the color you
yes.
want, and you just have to pick it up.
Right.
And so you're guaranteed. You're guaranteed to get what you want. But for those of you who would rather wait and purchase at the event, we will have limited options available, and it will be, you know, first come, first serve. So go ahead and bring your money. There's going to be options there.
Yes.
For sure. And we're going to offer hoodies, which they're so, so cute.
Yes.
We love the sweatshirts. They're sweatshirts, t-shirts, and then also tote bags. And so check it out. That goes live in June. I believe it'll be June 17th that will actually go live. And you'll be able to pre-order your conference merchandise. So we're so excited about our merchandise. Another great reason to come to conference is because it offers a great opportunity for a girls' trip.
Yes.
So when we think about a girls' trip, you know, I know you've been on girls' trips. I've been on girls' trips, you know, where you get away and you are not responsible for anyone but yourself. Amen.
Amen. I love it.
So while we know that there are people who will come by themselves, we want to encourage you to grab a couple friends and make a day of it.
Yes.
You know, if you want to spend the night, you can get a hotel the night before, come down to Central Arkansas, go out to dinner on Friday night, stay at a hotel, come to conference, and then you can head back home. Or if you just want to make a day trip of it. But whenever you think about, you know, another reason to invite your friends is because sometimes our friends who maybe are not connected to the local church or they don't have a relationship with Jesus, going to church on Sunday morning is a little overwhelming, right,
yes.
as a first step. But this is an easy first step.
Exactly.
And so what do you think about girls' trips and bringing a friend to conference?
Oh, I think there's nothing more fun. And I can remember, like in years past, driving home from conference with friends, and we talked about what we learned and even listened to the music that we heard, you know, that day. So I think it's a great opportunity, as Andrea said, to invite someone. And that's the number one reason that someone comes to your church or comes to your event is a personal invitation. Not them seeing it, you know, on social media, but you reaching out to someone and saying, hey, I'm going. I would love for you to go with me. So It's a great way to have a lot of fun and also get other women connected that may not, you know about it.
That's
unless
right.
You tell them.
That's right. And since I live in Central Arkansas, which is where the conference is going to take place, if you need a restaurant recommendation, I am a foodie.
Yes,
I will be glad.
So
I will be glad to share ideas with you. There's also some good shopping. Now, not as much shopping as Northwest Arkansas. I do love some Northwest Arkansas shopping, but we have some great places to boutiques and things like that.
For sure.
In fact, we're you know, our conference is at First Baptist Church Benton, and just on the Benton Square, there are several boutiques. That are so fun. I always make it a point to stop in. So you will have a lot of opportunities. So make it a girls' trip. That's another reason to come to conference. Okay, so another new development this year. Again, we are trying to make sure that we have an elevated experience at conference, or that you have an elevated experience at conference in every way. We have invited Lifeway Christian Resources to come and set up a on-site bookstore, and they have agreed to come.
Yes, which is so exciting. You know, I was thinking, Andrea, I don't have a Christian bookstore near me, and so a lot of times when I order a book from Lifeway, it's just from online. I don't get to look at that book, and so this is just a great way to have your hands on something, see, you know, exactly what it's about, and purchase it right then and there.
Yes.
So I love this, that we're going to have Lifeway.
And they are bringing a lot of stuff.
Super exciting.
We are going to have so much merchandise for you to look at. I am so excited. So the Lifeway bookstore will be located in the Fellowship Hall. Well, it's actually like the Self Hall, I believe is what it's called. And so you will have signage and you'll be able to see them. It will be a lot of merchandise, but come excited to shop. And
we have books, Bibles, and devotionals, Bible studies, fun merchandise. So much. Take advantage of that.
That's right. All right. So the next reason, probably one of my favorite things that we do at conference, is that we always feature a ministry project. And this ministry project, it usually focuses on something here in Arkansas. And this year is true to that statement. We are partnering with Arkansas Baptist Children and Family Ministries and their new Toy Express, which is a big, huge toy bus.
Yes.
And we're going to fill that bus with new toys for children of all ages who they rely on services like this in order to receive a birthday present or a Christmas present or, you know, something special for them that shares in a tangible way the love of Jesus. And so I am so excited. Yeah. The toy bus is super cute. It's going to be parked out at, in the front of the church where we have our party in the parking lot. And you'll bring your new toy and you'll place it in the toy bus. And then just imagine that particular toy making its way across Arkansas to all different parts of Arkansas, and children who are in foster care, who are just in situations where their parents aren't able to provide this, they connect with Arkansas Baptist Children and Family Ministries, and we share a tangible toy and also the message of Jesus Christ. And so,
great ministry.
So excited.
And Andrea, I heard someone say this a couple of weeks ago. You know, when we think of toys, we think of little kid toys, which is great, and we encourage you to bring that. But also think about, you know, kids that are teenagers, things that they would, you know, older toys for them. So
such a good point. I'm so thankful you brought that up because, you know, I think all of us are drawn to probably the younger age group, but we have a large population in foster care who are older. And if you'll go to our website, absc.org/ABW conference, there you'll find a list of items to bring, and there are suggestions for the older children. So bring those. And I'm just going to make a plea that you would just let's bless their socks off. You know, let's bring more than what they expect, and let's fill that bus up. And at conference, you're going to learn more about Arkansas Baptist Children Family Ministries, the toy bus, and how you and your local church can be a part of it. So super fun, so excited. And then number 10, can you believe we're at our number 10 already?
Yep.
The 10th reason why you should be a part of conference is because Arkansas Baptist women, we really are better together. I love that we do not have to do life alone. We don't have to do ministry alone. Certainly, and we are so thankful for all of our local churches, and we encourage you to be connected in a local church, involved in a local church, but imagine all of those local churches then coming together for a collective day of celebration. And one thing at conference that we feature are connection groups, which we talked about earlier, meaningful times of connection. And you are going to be able to actually specialize or pick the connection group that represents your passion, that represents your calling, that represents your current stage of life. And so we have conference connection group, which is the general group where you're going to basically go into a room and talk about more of Jesus and that theme. Then we have a connection group for Arkansas WMU that focuses on mission celebration. And the Arkansas WMU will have their business meeting during that time. They'll have lunch. There'll be mission speakers. So there's just so many exciting things that happen during that time. Our ministers' wives and church planting wives will meet together for an extended time as well to talk about their specific and unique and special role in the local church, you know, friendship development for them. And then our Arkansas Baptist networks, our leadership, people, women who are serving in the local church in leadership positions, whether that's Bible study leader, you know, women's ministry team member or leader, they have their own time to connect, to network, and to develop their leadership skills as well. And so there's a place for everyone. There's something for everybody.
And Andrea, you're probably going to touch on this, but also our students.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
If you are if you're in junior high or high school, we have a place for you. And so I encourage to have your student ministry come on this day. Because we'll have a special time for you as well.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because we need to reach that next generation.
Absolutely.
We need to bring them into our world, and not only bring them in, invite them in, and then give them an experience that they will not forget.
Right.
And so, so excited about our student group. And again, that's going to be a great opportunity this year, because they're actually going to have lunch together. It's going to be an extended time together. We have some super, super special plans. And so we're so excited. Just a couple of details, and we're going to wrap up our time together. You can find all the details for conference, which again is happening on Saturday, September 21st at First Baptist Church in Benton, Arkansas. The doors open at 8:30. The conference begins at 9:30. We'll conclude around 2:45 or 3 that afternoon. So it's a fun-filled day where you will be blessed, you'll be encouraged, you'll be inspired. You're just going to have so much fun together. You can register or learn more about the conference online at absc.org/abwconference. There you can register as an individual or as a group. One update this year that's going to be so helpful, I think, is that when you register, you will obviously receive your ticket. And this year, the ticket is going to come in the form of a QR code. And so we don't have to have a long line anymore to check in. We're going to have a QR code that's sent to you, and then you can scan in at the door. Now, that QR code will be sent to you the week of conference. And so stay tuned for details and, you know, all of the instructions for that. But the step that you need to take today is to gather your friends, gather your people, register individually or as a group at absc.org/abwconference to pray, to prepare your hearts, and then watch for that QR code the week of conference, the week right before conference, and then come that day ready to worship the Lord.
Absolutely. So, Andrea, when they register, they'll get an email confirmation. Is that
right? Yes.
Then, right before the conference is when they'll receive
their
QR code.
That's right. That's right. Great clarification.
I have to know details like that because, I'm not very techy, so that's helpful.
Well, our registration process is always a work in progress.
Yes.
And so, if you have any questions, you can contact us here at the building, and we will help you in any way that we can. But thank you so much, Lori, for joining us.
Absolutely.
And for the conference team. There's just so many people who make this day happen, and we just say thank you to all of you.
Yes.
So, Women of Arkansas, we can't wait to see you on Saturday, September 21st at First Baptist Church, Benton, Arkansas, for Arkansas Baptist Women Conference. We'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. I hope today's episode helps you embrace the full, free, abundant life that Jesus provides. Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe to the Arkansas Baptist Women Podcast. If you would like more encouragement to help you grow in your faith, visit our website at absc.org/ABW. Come back next time as we continue to talk about how we can worship, grow, connect, serve, and share together. I can't wait to talk to you soon.